Hello, brothers and sisters. Rachel Seller here, the forensic nurse. Today, I'm going to be showing you my coffee enema recipe and what I've been going through to do my systemic detox. This is not health advice for you. This is just me documenting my personal journey. In the Bible, in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6, it says, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth." You can heal naturally. And I want to just share with you my journey and the things that I've been going through. As you know, I did have breast implants removed only a couple months ago. I am still healing underneath, and I wanted to do a systemic detox. In my 20s, I did party really hard, and I did a lot of things. I put a lot of things in my body that I know accumulate in the organs, especially the liver. So the Gerson protocol has been around since the 1940s. Dr. Max Gerson was curing cancer in the 1940s. There is no mystery to curing cancer. In naturopathic training, they teach us if there is a disease process in the body or an organ that isn't functioning properly, rinsing it out would be a really good idea, right? Okay, so I'm gonna put my water to boil. So I have 4 cups of water. I don't know why this is blurry, hold on. 4 cups of reverse osmosis water in my pot. And I'm using S.A. Wilson coffee. This coffee is golden. So let me show you what it looks like. So this is not roasted. And this coffee is said to be higher in palmitic acid and also higher in caffeine. So this is me flushing out my liver. Liver is right underneath the right rib cage. So this coffee I ordered off Amazon. It's 100% organic, and it is a product of Canada. I've been doing coffee enemas for some time, and that's when I actually discovered that my eyes were not true brown. They are actually green underneath, and my father has actually really beautiful greenish hazel eyes. So I've set my water to boil, and we'll wait for that to start boiling, and then that's gonna be 5 minutes. Now, that's just the way I do mine. And this isn't me telling you to, you know, go do coffee enemas. I'm simply documenting my journey of detox. And so that's when I started to notice the eyes lightening. And I have the picture on Instagram. So there's a girl named Ra Christina, and you can look her up. She actually went on an all plant-based diet, and she had brownish eyes like I do. And now her eyes are extremely light, bright. They're like a bluish color. So this is boiling now. So I'm gonna take 3 tablespoons of this coffee. And again, this is the way I do it. If you go on YouTube, let me just lower that a little bit and put the timer on. If you go on YouTube and there's a coffee enema recipe from the Gerson Institute, I'll put a link down below. They do theirs with a different coffee, and I think they boil it for 15 minutes. But anyway, I put 4 cups of water in there. I'm just gonna boil this and we'll lower it a little bit so it doesn't get too hot. So anyway, so I'm doing the systemic detox. I've been sick with virus lately, and I've had that annoying dry cough that like lives right here. So I wanna flush out my colon. I wanna flush out any viral fragments that are hanging around in the body now that I've killed bugs with eating the raw garlic, and I take the Nature Rain tonic. Hold on a second. These are just some of the things that I take when I'm sick. I don't put pharmaceutical drugs in my body. The Nature Rain Health Tonic I talked about in my last video. This is like oregano, neem, chrysanthemum, geranium. Let's see if it'll focus. Yeah, the Health Tonic from Nature Rains. It's a liquid. So anyway, we've killed bugs. Viruses are going around. And now I want to continue to flush out my liver. I got really lazy with the coffee enemas for a while, but I love them. They give me energy all day. And coffee enemas are not for everybody. If you're sensitive to caffeine, it may, you know, there's oral ways to do oral cleansing and flushing of the liver. So I really want to focus on liver, and I want to clean my colon and intestinal tract out. So if you're thinking about doing a detox, Dr. Daniel Newsom always says to do the colon cleansing first, because we're going to start flushing things from up here out. We want to make sure that this is clean and open. And a lot of people have stuck, stagnant, stuff in their intestinal tract that's been sitting there. So you want to clean all that putrefied stuff out. You want to get everything open and flowing. And Dr. Dietrich Klinghart does say to detox first and do parasites second. And he's really cool. I do follow him, and you can go to clingheartacademy.com if you want to get some more protocols. But anyway, this is the coffee enema. This is part of the Gerson protocol. This is nothing new. This has been around forever and ever. And this is what a lot of people do when they want to heal at home naturally and reverse diseases like cancer. So right now, my stepdad actually has cancer in the liver. So if I had cancer in the liver, this is what I would be doing. I'm doing it now. But I want to continue this whole eye lightening journey. And it does require discipline. So I haven't been feeling the greatest, and I'm still recovering from virus. So it has me a little bit weak and tired, a little bit lazy. Like I said, I want to flush everything out. So this has got two more minutes left. And what I use is a French press. Now, I think they use cheesecloth and some other recipes. The Gerson Institute, I forget how they do it. But anyway, I use a French press because it's super easy, and you'll just strain that. And what I do is I put it in a large metal bowl. I'll put it in there so that it can cool faster. So I'll show you that part after. I've got about two more minutes left on this. All right, ready to strain that coffee. So this has been on for 5 minutes. Again, you can figure out how you want to do yours. If this is something that you want to do, consult with your naturopathic practitioner. And the video for the Gerson coffee enema, is on YouTube. I'll put a link below. So we're just going to pour this right in the French press. And then you can take the coffee grounds and compost them if you have a garden or whatever you want to do with them. But this is really good stuff. I love this coffee. It gives me energy all day. So as soon as I get up, I do this recipe because I will be up all day. This will give me lots and lots of energy. So I'm just going to strain this. Make sure you can see me. I'm going to do a bowl. All right. So then I pour it into a large bowl so that it will cool faster. And sometimes I take one bowl and transfer it into another because I want to get going with it. So it'll cool it down. All right, so you just strain like that. And then you're going to cool it. Then we're going to go into the bathroom, and I'm going to show you the setup that I use and how to clean it properly. And we'll be right back. Okay, guys, let's talk about the setup. So this is one that I bought off Amazon. Oh, first, let me back up with the coffee. So this is the S.A. Wilson coffee again. And the Gerson protocol, I think they use cheesecloth and they boil it for 15 minutes. But they are using a brown coffee, so mine's different. So like I said, this is just flushing out the liver. So however you want to do this, if you decide to go home and do it, this is how I do mine. So this setup I got on Amazon. This is rubber, natural rubber. Now this tube, it works just like a gravity thing. So it's like an IV bag. So at the end here, you have a clamp. Okay, that clamp's going to open up and close. So this is really important to clean though. After every enema, I clean this, and I need to disconnect that actually, which I did. And I rinsed the whole thing with alcohol or peroxide. This has been pretty good. I think I'm needing a new tube though, because you can get backflow and it does happen. So now they also have a stainless steel one that you can put on the counter or whatever and lay on the floor. I lay in the tub. It can be messy, but that's just what it is. So before I put the coffee in the bag, I make sure I close the clamp. So I have this. So now my coffee has already been strained, and I just pour into here. Actually, I should take this whole thing off. I've already strained it. Now, I try not to lose water because sometimes it does boil off with evaporation. You lose some water. All right, so now there's air in the line, all right? So what I'll do is I'll hold this up, and I'll watch the fluid, and it comes, you hold it up like this, and then you'll just watch it come out, and then right when it comes out the end, you clamp it off so there's no air in there, because that can be a little uncomfortable. So now that I have that ready, I've got a little plastic 3M hooks on the wall. So I lay my towel down, and one thing I'll tell you is that I've already gone to the bathroom twice this morning. So when you start this, when I start it, I go real slow because sometimes I'll feel like I need to evacuate right away. So I don't want to waste all my liquid. So I'll get on the toilet and then I'll get back in and I'll start over. So, but I haven't wasted it. So just, I go really slow, and then liver is right under the right rib cage. So I lay on my right side for about 20, 30 minutes. That's what I do. You know, honestly, I would lay longer if I wasn't so impatient, but I have energy all day after doing this. So that's the setup part. And like I said, I think the stainless is very cool. A lot of people buy that one, but this rubber one has served me well. You just have to make sure nothing is going to grow in the bag, and look in there and make sure it's alcoholed out after each use. All right, so I'm all ready to go. I appreciate you tuning in to watch my healing journey and me document my systemic detox. Like I said, this is not health advice for anybody. If you have a health illness and you're looking to reverse disease naturally, you need to consult with a holistic practitioner. You need to consult with a naturopathic doctor or medical doctor who is trained in alternative and functional medicine. So now that I have my coffee ready, I'm gonna set a timer for about 25 to 30 minutes. Like I said, I would go longer if I weren't so impatient. But anyway, I'm laying on the right side. I'm flushing out my liver. I'm still detoxing from virus and from having breast implants. A lot of different toxins in my 20s that I accumulated. So this is also the whole eye lightening thing. I have a green eye underneath that you really can't see in this video, but they look brownish. But anyway, when I shine a little flashlight in there, I can see. So I appreciate you tuning in, me documenting my health journey. I'm Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse. You can reach me at theforensicnurse.org. Wait a minute. Most important part, why I'm doing the coffee enema. So anyway, glutathione is the master, let's just call it a chemical, in your body. It's an agent. It goes around and it mops up toxins. Most people do not produce enough glutathione. Liver is the project manager, and there's so many things that liver is busy doing, making hormones, digesting. Liver gets dirty, tired, and bogged down. So it needs to make glutathione. We need things like vitamin C to make glutathione. Most of us don't get enough. So when we do coffee enemas, it actually will stimulate the liver to release a cleansing enzyme, glutathione S-transferase. So this is gonna go and mop up toxins all through the body. And that's when I noticed the eye lightening when I was doing coffee enemas. So that's what I forgot to share. Signing off. Just kidding. One more thing I wanted to add is sometimes, depending on how much stuff you have in your colon or intestines, if you feel uncomfortable, when I feel uncomfortable and I'm doing this, I will rotate. I will move because I don't want to go through all this work and then lose my liquid. So I try to keep it in as long as I can. And I will even get on all fours, face that way. You can, you know, I tilt my body down. So I do move around if I feel uncomfortable because sometimes I'll feel like I want to evacuate. That's just the last thing I wanted to add.